a father. If not, why bother, son? A boy can make them, but a man can raise one. If you did it, admit it, to stick with it. Don't say it ain't yours, cause all women are not whores. 90% represent a woman that is faithful. Ladies, can I hear it?
Thank
when
you.
A girl gets pregnant, her man is gonna run around. Dissing her for 9 months when it's born, he wants to come around. Talking at him, sorry for what I did. And all of a sudden, he now wants to see his kid. She had to bear it by herself and take care of it by herself. And giving her some money for milk won't really help. Half of the fathers with sons and daughters don't even want to take them. But it's so easy for them to make them. It's true, if it weren't for you, then the child wouldn't exist. After a skis, there's responsibility, so don't resist. Be a father to your child. Brother makes a child and then denies it, thinking that money is the answer, so he buys it a whole bunch of gifts and a lot of presents. It's not the presence, it's your presence and the essence of being there and showing the baby that you care. Stop sitting like a chair and have your baby wondering where you are or who you are. Fool your eyes, daddy, don't act like you ain't, because that really makes me
back on the Rubicon Healthcare for the Culture, Sirius XM channel 141, HUR Voices. I was just talking about a very riveting mental health conversation featuring Pinky from Friday, Clifton Powell, and a group of individuals and about 9 or 10 brothers sitting at a round table yelling at each other about their mistakes. And I thought it was fantastic that I think when men hold other men accountable, good things happen. But I want to shift gears a little bit. There is, if you listen to this show or you listen to the Lanch Day Radio Network, you know that I love crime dramas. And they say that people, there are studies that show that people that watch crime dramas for fun are psychos. Like they say that that's a huge red flag in an individual. So don't pull up on James Lewis in a personal space to try to befriend or maybe even to be in business with. Because apparently I'm insane because I love, and I'm not just talking about the Goodfellas type movies and Casino, stuff like that. Those are interesting to me. But I like the real actual documentaries. I've watched the John Gacy docuseries like 5 or 6 times. Like I'm fascinated how these people can fool their neighbors and friends and colleagues and hide in plain sight, serial killers, the Ted Bundys of the world. I'm just very enthralled about the chase and how the police catch these people and bring them to justice. And even after they're caught, a lot of them, while they're in jail, these people are death row. These are the worst of the worst that humanity has to offer. They have fans. They get fan mail. And there are people that support them. I couldn't watch the Dahmer series. That's where I drew the line. Like the ball had, he opened up the fridge to get a Miller Lite and there was a head in there. I was just like, nah, that's taking it too far. I don't want to see that. But I enjoy crime thrillers. I watch Unsolved Mysteries. I used to watch America's Most Wanted. I think that's where it started. I was watching America's Most Wanted at 7 or 8. Probably shouldn't have been exposed to that. I still remember the person they were trying to find is her name was Orange Socks. I'm like 8 years old. I thought that the serial killer was going to come snatch me up. So I watched that type of stuff. And there's this crime series that's out on Investigation Discovery. So it's the Investigation Discovery Channel. ID, it's on cable. And they have a docuseries that's out. I think it's also streaming on HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. But it talks about a serial killer that's been working Alaska. It talks about Alaskan Native Indigenous women. And a couple of people specifically, these are women that disappeared and they were murdered in the Northwest in Alaska. There is also a docuseries that came out a few years ago on I think it's Highway 20 in British Columbia, which is adjacent to Alaska. And I think they call it the Highway of Tears. There are a lot of indigenous women that have been abducted. They've gone missing. And some of them they found, some of them they haven't found. There are a lot of people that they haven't found. And in this case, in Alaska, the killer, his name is Brian Smith. He's actually a South African man that moved to Alaska. And he basically, he sent an SD card of pictures of him torturing and murdering these people. And it goes through the whole process. It's like a 5 or 6 part series, and they hunt this scum down and they find him and all of that stuff. The reason I bring it up, I think it's very interesting. And I bring it up because you have this national case with Nancy Guthrie, who's gone missing and believed to have been abducted from her home. It kind of looks, they found blood on the porch, stuff like that. I know that authorities are currently treating the situation as a kidnapping. So hopefully she's being kidnapped, held for ransom. They paid a ransom. She comes back home. This woman's 84 years old. I'm not making light of her situation. I want her to come home safe and sound to live out what's left of her days. But we do see in the media, when it's someone of Caucasian descent, I hate to say this. I hate to play the race card. I'm not a race baiter. That's just not my thing, but I'm just keeping it a buck. We've seen that when it's someone of Caucasian descent, that the media will move heaven and earth to cover every single detail. And when it's someone of color, we don't see the same. We don't see the same in the African-American community. We don't see the same in the Latino community. And I think most importantly, we don't see this in the Native American community. It's a huge issue in the Pacific Northwest. It's very vast out there. I used to live out there. It's very vast. There's a lot of sparsely populated areas. I think in the 80s, people used to hitchhike a lot. And there are a lot of women that just went, disappeared. In the states of Washington, Idaho, and then going up into British Columbia, Alberta, and into Alaska. And this particular docuseries points out some of the failures within the police system. How the perpetrators and individuals that were involved in these nefarious activities were kind of right under the noses of law enforcement. And just the mere fact that it's implied that because these are Native indigenous people to Canada or Native Americans in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, that their lives are just not important. When you talk about Black Lives Matter, indigenous lives matter. And it doesn't seem that there's been as much of a sense of urgency coming to finding justice for these people. So it's a very, very interesting docuseries that I'm on episode one as they keep releasing. I would advise people, because that's just the part we talk on this show about racism and your health, and we talk about the political side. And your own personal safety is such a huge part of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So I wanted to bring it up briefly. HR Voices, Sirius XM 141. This person, they're falling out kind of slowly. They're kind of crumbling to the ground, and Dr. Oz goes over, helps that person, make sure they don't fall and hit their head, and then people start administering care. But if you see, RFK is standing on the other side of the room, so he's not anywhere close to where this is happening. If you saw the look on RFK's face while this poor gentleman is passing out and having a medical emergency,
RFK, I mean, he wanted to be gone so bad. This guy looks, he looks in disgust. And my man exits stage left. Like, he's outro.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
You can't do this. I want to take my daughter home.
Ms. Driscoll, this is Dr. Fisher, the chief resident. She won't authorize a trach.
And if I don't sign an authorization, you can't treat her.
This is Sergeant Serena, Detective Logan.
More policemen?
You're not leaving us any choice.
You seem like a reasonable woman. You want to tell us what the problem is?
Your husband here tonight, ma'am?
No, he's in Boston on business.
Well, you know, you understand if the hospital files a formal complaint, you could find yourself in jail.
You can't force me to let you operate.
Are you serious? These people are trying to save your daughter's life.
Right now, I am more concerned about her soul.
Mrs. Driscoll, let us help Dinah.
You can't help her. We don't believe in modern medicine.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
SiriusXM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance Day Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance Day Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.